the various...
And in domestic news, our Washington correspondent, Kurt Marshall.
Glenn, it seems this year's OPEC oil embargo has hit the recessive U.S. economy harder than anyone expected. And the situation has been made worse by terrorist threats against the Strategic Oil Reserve. Lance Batista, senior White House economic advisor, said Tuesday at a news conference,
"The outlook for the near future does appear somewhat bleak given the domestic oil situation. The threat of wide-scale fuel shortage has the American consumer concerned. However, as long as our strategic oil reserve remains safe and intact, we think there is little or no chance of an economic depression."
Back to you, Glenn.
Thank you, Kurt Marshall. On the local front, Austin, Texas. The Capitol was swamped yesterday by more than 4,000 protesters as the legislature prepared to vote on the pending anti-vigilante bill, which, if passed, would dictate mandatory incarceration for convicted auto vigilantes. The organizer of the protest, James Charles.
"At issue is not the law. It's the state's ability to enforce the law. Hell, the police don't have enough funds to do their job. I say empower those who wish to fight crime of their own volition. Don't jail them. Remember the Second Amendment."
In other news, the Texas National Guard is still investigating Friday's apparent theft of 6 medium tanks from the Laredo Armory. Major Craig Pearson had this to say.
"There's no real danger to the public here. The ordnance in question carries no ammunition of any kind, and quite frankly, it's real hard to hide a tank. We expect to recover the units in short order."
On a lighter note, President Ford and the First Lady are busy preparing the nation's capital for the upcoming bicentennial celebration. In keeping with the spirit of 76, 400,000 pounds of red, white, and blue papier-mâché has been...